Chapter 2. Lexi's favorite place in the world was the kitchen in her small bakery. It was where she could immerse herself in the creation of delicious treats, and where the smells of sugary baked goods permeated the air most strongly. Her assistant Cassie was busy mixing frosting in a large stainless steel bowl. She had on a vintage apron with cherries on it, and her pink-tipped spiked hair bobbed up and down as she vigorously turned the spatula. On the long steel table in front of her sat various cakes, cupcakes, and cookies in dog-related shapes. Bones, dog faces, paw prints. They'd been experimenting with how to make a three-dimensional dog out of cake for the dog show, but, judging by the way the one they'd tried earlier in the day had collapsed into crumbs, they needed more practice. "What are those four up to?" Cassie nodded toward the front of the shop. "They're disappointed at the lack of murders to investigate. I think they're going to settle for looking into the diamond robbery down at Faraday's." Cassie straightened and frowned. "I heard about that. Kind of weird, don't you think? I would have thought they'd have heightened security, given how much those loose diamonds were worth. No kidding. I'm sure they have insurance." Lexi grabbed a small tasting spoon out of the drawer. Was it coincidence that someone had broken into the jeweler's when it had just gotten a big shipment of diamonds? She imagined the loose stones would be easier to get rid of than if they were in settings. And with insurance, the jeweler wouldn't lose out on much. Could it have been an inside job for insurance money? She shook her head. She had no intention of getting involved in the ladies' investigation. She had the dog show catering to focus on, and since it wasn't a murder, she figured they couldn't get into too much trouble on their own. "Is this the Swiss buttercream recipe?" She dipped the spoon into the frosting, then popped it into her mouth, closing her eyes as she twirled it around on her tongue. The buttery sweet taste was perfection. "Yep." Cassie stood back, watching Lexi's reaction. "This came out great. Can you do a batch of chocolate?" "You bet." "Thanks. You're a lifesaver." Lexi removed her gingham apron and hung it on one of the pegs on the wall next to the door. "I need to take Sprinkles to Doggy Diva for a 10:30 drop-off to be groomed. Can you watch the shop for a while?" "Sure. I'm done with this batch of frosting, so I'll go up front in case customers come in. It's still early, so we won't have many customers." "Perfect. Thanks." Lexi headed out the back, calling over her shoulder, "Don't let Nans and the ladies eat all our profits." Sprinkles was more than happy to go for a ride in the car, so it didn't take Lexi long to get her out of the house and drive to Doggy Diva. The little dog seemed eager for the adventure, but as soon as Lexi let her out of the passenger seat of her small yellow Volkswagen Beetle and started toward the front door of the salon, the dog started to act funny. "Come on, Sprinkles, you usually love this place." Lexi tugged the leash while backing toward the store. She loved the look of its fluffy poodle sign in turquoise and its white and pink striped awning. Sprinkles tugged back, holding her nose in the air and sniffing. "Okay, I promise I won't let them put the bright red nail polish on." Lexi had thought it looked cute, and it matched the bow they'd put on her the last time she'd been groomed. Sprinkles had had a different opinion, though. She'd acted almost embarrassed, hiding her paws every chance she got. Sprinkles edged closer, but looked uncertain about entering the shop. "Come on now, I have to get back to work. I promise I'll be back this afternoon to get you." Lexi coaxed the dog forward. She opened the door with one hand while pulling the dog inside. The lobby was weirdly silent. Usually there was someone behind the desk or just coming out of the back, and often another client was either picking up a freshly groomed dog or dropping one off. Maybe Kelly, the groomer, was wrestling with an uncooperative canine out back. Sprinkles whined, her gaze intent on the counter, and Lexi got the ominous feeling that something wasn't right. She glanced toward the door behind the counter that led to the back, but didn't see any sign of movement.
Hello? I'm here for Sprinkles' appointment.
No one answered, so she edged closer to the counter. Sprinkles whined and pulled in the opposite direction.
Hello? Anyone back there?
She yelled more loudly. No answer. Lexi sighed. She didn't want to be a pushy customer, but she wanted to get back to the cup and cake before the lunch rush. Maybe she should just pop into the back. But wait. What was that smudge on the corner of the counter? She bent closer. It looked like blood. She rounded the corner. Someone lay behind the counter. She recognized the form as Freddie Lang, who worked part-time at Doggy Diva. She dropped Sprinkles' leash and fell to her knees beside him, desperately feeling for a pulse. Lexi's heart sank because there was no pulse. Freddie Lang's blank eyes stared at the wall. His fingers were curled around the handle of a blue leash, but the collar at the other end was empty. Had he been bringing a dog into the bag? And where was that dog now? What's going on? Kelly Farmer, one of the groomers at Doggy Diva, stood on the other side of the counter, looking confused as to why Lexi was crouching behind the desk. Lexi realized that from her vantage point, Kelly couldn't see that Freddie was lying on the ground in front of her. Before Lexi could answer, Kelly's expression turned apologetic.
I just ran out to grab something to eat. Freddie was supposed to be here. I hope you haven't been waiting long.
She started toward the counter, but Lexi held up her hand. No need to apologize. You might not want to come back here.
There's been an accident.
An accident?
Unfortunately.
Lexi whipped out her phone. I'm going to have to call the police. Kelly's eyes widened.
The police? What kind of accident?
She peered around the side of the counter, where Freddie's feet, clad in his trademark high-top sneakers, were clearly visible. She drew in a sharp breath.
Is that Freddie? Is he?
Lexi nodded as she talked to the police dispatcher. Kelly seemed completely distraught.
Oh, no, this isn't good. Poor Freddie. What kind of accident could be that severe?
Lexi didn't answer. She'd wait for the police to investigate. She told Kelly there had been an accident because she wasn't sure what she should say. But judging by the way the back of Freddie's skull was smashed in, his death had been no accident.